The Lord be with you.
A
reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. The 11 disciples went to Galilee, to the mountain to which Jesus had ordered them. And when they saw him, they worshiped, but they doubted. Then Jesus approached and said to them, "All powers in heaven and earth have been given to me. Go, therefore, and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all that I have commanded you. For behold, I will be with you always, even until the end of the age." The Gospel of the Lord.
Dear brothers and sisters, good evening to you all. How are you? It seems the church is full of thieves, robbers wearing masks. I am afraid to speak with you now. The coronavirus separated us, being together. But by the power of the Holy Spirit, we are all united again. And today, we are celebrating the Feast of Ascension of the Lord. Every year, we celebrate Ascension of the Lord and Assumption of the Mother Mary. So what is the difference between Ascension and Assumption? Let us see. Assumption means someone coming from heaven to take the person to heaven. That is what happened to Mother Mary. The angels came down and took Mother Mary to heaven. This is Assumption. And Ascension means going up to heaven without anybody's help. That is what happened to Jesus. Jesus ascended to heaven by himself. So, he is God. He doesn't need anybody's help. He is all-powerful. So, with the Ascension, Jesus completed the responsibility that God the Father gave to him to do on earth. With this feast, Jesus' mission was completed. Totally. Everything is done by Jesus. So we come together on this feast of our Lord's Ascension not to commemorate a departure, but to celebrate the living and lasting presence of Jesus. Jesus is called Emmanuel, God with us. Jesus, the living head of the body of the church, remains always with us as he promised. Though Jesus ascended, and he is always with us. So the ascension of Christ must be seen, Jesus becoming the Lord of all creation. So what he does after the ascension? And he will be made a king, king of the universe. That is what happened after ascension of the Lord. He will become king of the universe. So at the ascension, Christ was crowned with glory. He having victory over sin and death, so Jesus' presence is in all. Jesus is everywhere. And we need to find out. So we all might have heard the story about God's original problem. God's original problem. Where to conceal his most precious possession, his own image. Where to conceal his own image. That is the story. So God called three wise counselors to listen to their suggestions. The first one advised God to put his image on the top of the highest mountain on earth, where it will be safe forever. But God was not happy about his idea. The second wise man proposed that God should be put his image in the depths of the deepest sea. God said no. The third one suggested that God hid his image on the far side of the moon. Far side of the moon. But God smiled to himself and said that even there man could reach it. Then God had his original idea. I know where to conceal my image. God said, I will put it in a place where people will never think of looking. I will put it into their hearts. There it will never be discovered. And the three wise men agreed. So the image of God, the light of God, is in the place where we rarely look. In our heart. We'll be searching everywhere in so many ways. But Jesus lives in us, in our life. Though Jesus ascended to heaven, we believe that God's presence is with us, within us. That's why St. Augustine says, He withdraw from our eyes that we might return to our own heart to find him. That is what we need to do. We need to find Jesus within ourselves. Because our heart is the dwelling place of Jesus. In today's gospel at the Ascension, Jesus passed the baton of responsibility for the kingdom of God to his followers. At the end, finally, Jesus gives baton, a challenge to his followers. Jesus commissioned them to complete the work he had begun and to be his witnesses to the end of the world. So I am leaving you, but you must be witnesses to me. Till the end of the world. So, how one can become witness? How we can witness to Jesus? A witness is someone who can say, I know what I am talking about from my personal experience. Our experience with Jesus is the witness to other people. That is how we can give witness to Jesus. And this convincing of personal experience grows only through intimate contact with Jesus, through a prayer who is present in the heart of everyone. You speak with Jesus who is present in you through your prayer. With this conviction, the disciples of Jesus began to proclaim the word of God and they sacrificed their life for the word of God. So they convinced. They found Jesus in their life. and they began to proclaim the truth about Jesus. And now the word of God reached till the end of the world, and it must reach for the new generation. So there will not be any change in Jesus, and there will not be any change in the word of God. So this truth must be reached all the generations. Jesus' ascension was not a ending of Jesus' presence on the earth, but a constant testimonial to the fact that Jesus lives. Today, Jesus invites us to take from his hand the baton to receive from his Father and to continue the work that his Father gave him to do on earth. So we become representatives to Jesus. And we become representatives to God the Father to speak truth about our Savior. The resurrection of Jesus is our faith and hope. That is everything for us. Resurrection of Jesus is our faith and our hope, which gives us life. The resurrected Jesus handed over himself to us, believing that we hand over Jesus to others. So we need to hand over Jesus to other people, as Jesus hand over himself to us. That is our mission. So it is we who must become evangelizers, making the resurrection of Jesus come alive in our life and the life of other people. Those days, the apostle said to the people and gave a wonderful witness, telling them, "We have seen Jesus. We have seen Jesus. We were with him. We were with him. We heard the preaching of Jesus. We have touched Jesus. And we are witnessing to Jesus." That is 100% truth. Because they saw Jesus, they heard Jesus, they touched Jesus, they lived with Jesus. Wonderful. They can give wonderful witness. But what about us? We did not see Jesus. We did not touch Jesus. We did not heard when Jesus was preaching. And we were not with Jesus. So how we can become a witness to other people? Our life is witness to Jesus. Our life. That's why in the story, Jesus says, "I will present in the hearts of my people." So if they come to know my presence in their life, they will become my witnesses. That is what we are. Resurrection is our hope, our trust, and our life. So this hope and trust must be given to everyone. And if we understand the resurrection hope, and we can become a wonderful witness to other people, to other generations, the days to come. So let us pray on this special day that God the Father may send the Holy Spirit upon us so that we all may be a good witness to Jesus through our life.